broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A big shout out to my son-in-law, Zach. It's his birthday today, man. Happy birthday, sir. He turns 30 years old. He works for me. He's involved in Liberty. He runs some social media feeds and everything else and does a wonderful job. We're grateful for him and all that he does for the sacred cause of liberty. Happy birthday, brother. All right, anyway, a big shout out for that. A quick recap of the news the networks refused to use from yesterday. We had Sheriff Mack with us, founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. He was with me on the radio for the first hour. And we talked about yesterday was the Maryland 2022 primary and how our dear friend Michael Perutka, well-known constitutional scholar, he's the Republican candidate for the Attorney General. Now, I looked it up this morning to see if he won or lost, and they're still counting ballots. So you know they're going to work on some election fraud there, folks. I pray for Michael, but I'm telling you right now, whenever they keep counting ballots, oh, it's so close. We just can't tell you the answers. Then you know they're into a big old fraud scenario, folks. That's how it always works, right? Okay, look, they could break it into precincts. Everybody could count a couple of hundred ballots, and they could have an answer by midnight, okay? But they don't want that. It's all computer-generated. It's all a closed count, and they can't know, and they got to count late ballots, early ballots, and double ballots and dead people ballots and all kinds of stuff ballots. And we can just go on and on and on into the vote fraud scenarios. But nevertheless, our prayers are with our buddy Michael. But I don't have a lot of hope when they're still counting that our candidate's going to do well. He's just going to get really, really close. But of course, no cigar, Michael. No cigar for you, sir. Oh, you were so close. Why don't you just try? Why don't you just try again next time, my friend? You were so close. But no cigar for you. It's just, I mean, they do this every single time. When will we wake up and call a halt to the con game is what I want to know. It is absolutely insane. All right, we also talked about the Indiana shopping mall shooter shot dead by an armed Good Samaritan. Greenwood Chief James Eisen said that a Good Samaritan, 22-year-old, I don't know how you say his name, man, Elijah Dickin, with a handgun at the scene, killed the shooter. Now, let me tell you how long it took for a good guy to stop a thug with a gun. You ready? 15 seconds. We lost some lives, but we saved so many lives. It's incredible. I'm grateful for the Good Samaritan. I'm grateful for the God-given inalienable right of self-defense, which means to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. And thank heaven a good guy stopped the bad guys. What a hero. All right, we also had our guest on yesterday, Tina Peters, doing a great job shedding the light on elections. Tina Peters for Colorado.com with the number 4, Tina Peters for Colorado.com. And we talked about one brave official has finally stepped forward to blow the whistle on the lack of transparency and security in our elections. They're trying to take her down now. I'm telling you right now. She's doing a great job. She says, people have been asking me to run for Secretary of State long before I even ran to be a clerk. Sadly, ladies and gentlemen, they have a slash and burn, scorched earth policy when it comes to Tina. I mean, it is a disgrace, folks, the things they're doing to her. Our prayers are with Tina. Second hour, Liberty Roundtable Live, simulcast with the Sheriff Mack Show on Brighty on TV. So it was radio and TV. via Liberty News Radio, via Loving Liberty Radio Networks, and via Bridey on Radio and Bridey on TV. We played the CSPOA newly created election integrity video. Incredible. Documenting the history of elections. Alexa, stop. We didn't say your name or anything. Just stop. Thank you. Anyway, so we played that election video. Incredible stuff. Documenting the history of elections in America and what we're doing to try to solve the problems. These people are being selected, not elected, folks, is the point. All right, how do you, or do you want to get CSPOA SMS text updates? All you got to do that is simply text the letter CSPOA to the phone number 53445. So text CSPOA to 53445 to get that done. Archives of the Sheriff Mac Show and Liberty Roundtable Live can be found on radio at lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com, and brideonradio.com. The video portion available at brideon.com. So brideon.tv is where the live stuff is. Brideon.com is where the archives are. That's a recap. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, I have two incredible guests, and we're going to do a special extended broadcast interview with these guests because they've got so many topics. It's going to take both hours to get it done, and we'll still never cover the whole waterfront, but we're going to do our very best. Our first guest is Casey Whalen, who's been with us before. He's an investigative journalist, a videographer, activist. He's also guest host of the White Rose Resistance Hour on Republic Network with Stuart Howell, who we've been on his show as well, and throw a shout out to Stuart as well. He's also a booking agent for multiple programs, and he's keeping an eye on the Marxist revolution that's happening in northern Idaho. I'm telling you right now, it's a battlefront like you wouldn't believe. It's a little northern Idaho area, but man, they're taking this thing global as they abuse us all. Casey, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, Sam. Thanks so much. I appreciate you having myself and Vicky on. And happy birthday, Zach. It was a pleasure to meet the two of you at the Red Pill Expo last year, and we had a lot of fun. It was great. So thank you so much for having us on today to talk about this really important, topics, I should say.
Amen to that, sir. Vicky Davis is also with us. She's co-host of GovAmerica.com. She co-hosts that show with Darren Weeks, who I know from a long time ago. She's also the author of a couple of websites, which we'll dig into a little bit later. But she's been exposing the inner workings of government for a long time, and we commend her for her work. Vicky, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Well, thank you very much, Sam. It's good to be here.
All right, so there's so much to cover. There's so little time. We're just going to dig in. And we got so many topics, we're going to just take them one at a time because, man, they're involved in a lot of liberty work, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of it. So Casey is a kind of a film guy, and whenever I see this guy, he's got a camera in his hand, and he filmed and documented, and I don't even know how to say this thing. It's called the Pride in the Park event, okay? In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on June 11th, back in 2022. So just, what, a little over a month ago, I guess it was? Which was just horrific what happened. And we're going to let Casey tell the tale. You went there. What did you expect before you went, first of all?
Well, I think a lot of the patriots in North Idaho, with the history that's been going on here, we suspected that this was going to be some sort of false flag. It was just all set up that way. And I mean, a lot of us could see it from the onset. And so we suspected something was going to happen, and something did happen. And that, of course, was the arrest of Patriot Front, which I documented on my YouTube, well, my different video platforms, North Idaho Exposed, if people want to see it. But it was extremely surreal to see that arrest, which I'm sure we'll get to. But the Pride in the Park event, that was that was really interesting. We had, the Temple of Satan. I'm not sure if that's the correct verbiage, but what were there doing unbaptisms. It was really disgusting, honestly. There was a drag queen dance party, and there was a bunch of...
All right, let's take this one step at a time. What the heck is an unbaptism, sir? What the heck is that?
You know, I didn't get a chance to actually even see that because there was so much going on that day. I honestly can't tell you. I honestly don't know.
Because if you want to get literal, let me explain. A baptism is when you get in the water, And if you believe in baptism by immersion, then you go all the way into the water, symbolizing, you know, kind of your death. And then you come back up out of the water as your resurrection, as a newly born being, and your sins are washed away is the idea. So, I don't really know how they would do that backwards, except for you might just sink into the water and be dead forever, huh? I don't know. Kind of weird there. I don't know how to unbaptize somebody. But so you don't know what they really do for that?
I completely missed that part of it. It was a full, extremely full day with the Patriot Front arrest. And then I really just wanted to capture the drag queen dance party. And that was really, it was crazy because, you know, he had this you know, this guy dressed up as a woman. and then he had this teenager, this young teenager came up while they were doing their drag queen dance party and asked, can you play the song I Kissed a Girl and Liked It? And he's like, yeah, sure. So they played that song. And then he had, in one of the videos I put out, you can see this young girl who's like, I don't know, maybe 6'5", something like that. And she's just standing there. She was dancing earlier, but she was just standing there. She didn't know what to do while the song was playing. It was really sad. And so anyways, we had, you know, Patriots were there on the outskirts of the event protesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Whalen with me, Vicki Davis. The bottom line is this thing is just absolutely bizarre. When it comes to the six-year-old, I mean, it borders on child abuse stuff, ladies and gentlemen, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. Quick pause. We'll talk more about this and a whole lot of other topics. We're just getting started. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Casey Whalen, Vicki Davis, Sam Bushman. We're talking about Casey's filming and documentation of the Pride in the Park event that took place in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho on June 11th, 2022, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's a doozy. So you got a drag queen dance party, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how to respond to this kind of stuff. How do they get this stuff to be in normal society? I just don't even understand it. Look, the average person in Idaho is fairly conservative-minded. You know, they're close to the land in a lot of ways, and but yet they're just drag queen hour. Do they import this stuff, Casey, or what the heck happens?
Well, I mean, the North Idaho Pride Alliance put this thing on, and it was supported by, and the director of the Human Rights Education Institute told me that she wasn't behind the Pride in the Park event, but they were just there to support it, essentially. And of course, the Human Rights Education Institute is literally a stone's throw away from this park, which was being held at. And then we had actually some counter-protesting going on at another park, about, I would say, half a mile away, quarter mile away, probably, at another park, separated by the Coeur d'Alene Resort. And it was a National Day of Prayer. We were originally going to have something called Gun d'Alene, which is another topic, but we canceled that, essentially, so we could, you know, because we don't want to give them the optics and make their job easier for them. But essentially, you know, at this drag queen dance party, there was a drag queen there that was wearing something very, you know, I don't know if it was like, they were wearing like a bathing suit or something. And this guy crouched down and started spreading his legs. And it looked like something popped out. I'll just put it that way. And so this went viral in the area that a drag queen exposed themselves. That's absolutely what I would say, because I put out the uncensored video, which is on my Rumble channel, North Idaho Exposed, if you want to see that. And decide for yourself. But the city of Coeur d'Alene declined to prosecute this person. And of course, this drag queen performer, as they would say, you know, has been receiving death threats, apparently, or something like to that degree. And they've had to move, I guess.
And my response is, we don't support the death threats, but we do support the prosecution. Okay, folks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the degree of all that. I just know that there was some, this person had to apparently move, and they created a GoFundMe for them to raise money after all of this. So it's just really, it's crazy. It's really crazy. The police were there. Yep. They were taking pictures of the drag queen performers with kids. And so a lot of patriots put it to the police and the sheriff's department. You know, Sheriff Norris, why aren't you standing up against this crap? You know, I hope he hears me. And the police department too, Chief Lee White, why aren't you protecting the children? These people are negligent in their duties, in my opinion.
And their it's response? Really
disgusting. I'm sorry?
Did they respond? What was their response?
Well, no, there is no response. They just ignore you, essentially. But one of the groups that helped put on the counter-protest, the Panhandle Patriot Riding Club, they actually met with the police chief and had a chat because the, you know, the Marxists, the, you know, they were putting on pressure to, you know, squash the, I don't know, it's really crazy, Sam. North Idaho is such an important area in the nation right now that, you know, these people are doing everything they can to, you know, to change the country. And so I think it's really important that we keep, you know, putting out information and informing the public of what's going on. So,
well, the truth shall set us free, ladies and gentlemen. So how many people attended this Pride thing? How many in the opposition were there, and how many were there to support the Pride event?
Well, there were actually quite a few people that showed up during the drag queen dance party. I guess I wasn't there the entire time, but there were quite a few hundred people there. And then, you know, you had patriots generally on the outskirts of the event protesting. And then you had people, and I'm not sure how many protesters there were. There were quite a few, actually. But, you know, one of the things was that a lot of the churches were absent. I didn't see, you know, there weren't a lot of, from my understanding, there weren't a lot of churches that showed up, which is really sad that, you know, this is going on in North Idaho and people are afraid, you know, Antifa's going to be there. I might get attacked, you know. And so that some people just didn't show up. But
was there any violence?
No, not at all. People were open carrying because originally we were going to have something called Gun d'Alene, but that didn't happen. So we're actually having that this August 13th, and we can talk more about that.
Yeah, and by the way, we're gonna have somebody on to cover details of that coming up as well. So stay tuned for that. So unbaptisms, a drag queen dance party. Let's talk about the arrest of Patriot Front for a second. Tell everybody who Patriot Front is, first of all.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know a whole lot about them, honestly. I had been following them a little bit over the last couple of years, and I was actually in their Telegram chat for a bit. And, you know, I just saw that they were going around to, cities and towns in the nation, and they were putting up stickers and posters, one of which read, "Better Dead Than Red." So it was anti-communist, and, you know, I didn't see a real big issue with that. You know, they're calling
them...
Hold on.
Unless you're a communist, Casey, then you don't like that.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, they were really calling these people out. So that's why they were targeted, I believe, you know. I mean, I don't know, you know, everybody has an opinion, I guess, but, you know, honestly, they were just there. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just going to go and do their thing and, you know, I don't know, in Coeur d'Alene, and they had shields. When I filmed them getting arrested, I filmed the back of their U-Haul truck, which was open, and you could just see like hats and I don't know. There were no weapons. I actually did see one knife,
hats,
I think.
Right?
What's that?
Contraband hats.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they were all dressed alike, but they just wanted to do their thing. And I do believe I did see a knife being taken off a guy's leg, but you know, ultimately.
I know, but hold on. Having a knife on your leg isn't any criminal activity. No, there's no ban on knives on your leg or anything like that, is there?
Maybe nowadays it is.
Wow.
You know, but you know,
so the point that we're drawing, though, ladies and gentlemen, is look, this Patriot Front, which we don't know a lot about. I don't know a lot about them either. But yet they get arrested for we're not even really sure what, right? But yet, hey, the drag queen, literally exposing. I don't know if you say him or herself, whatever the heck it is. Sure, kind of like a him thing to me, but what do I know, right? And this dance party going on, and all these little kids being subjected to these perverts, and hey, no arrest for any of that kind of stuff, but yet, hey, the Patriot Front folks get arrested. So that's kind of we're just drawing this contrast, saying what the heck is going on, Casey, right?
Yeah, for conspiracy to riot, I believe was what the charge was. So they pled yesterday or Monday, I'm sorry, not guilty to the charges. They were supposed to appear in person, I believe, and then they just ended up doing they were allowed to do an online Zoom, you know, hearing. So they pled not guilty to the charges, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Let me get this right. The left riots all over the country last summer, all over the country. They literally take a whole city and create their own city called Chaz right in the middle of Seattle. And, of course, people aren't really in trouble for that. But this Patriot Front, then they have a conspiracy to riot. They never even rioted, but it was a conspiracy to riot, and they're all getting arrested. See, folks, this is the contrast we're starting to draw, Casey.
Yeah, absolutely. It's real, especially in North Idaho, because they feel like they're becoming, you know, really smug. I've gotten pseudo death threats here and there, but they're becoming extremely comfortable. And another thing we can talk about at some point is that the director of the Human Rights Education Institute in Coeur d'Alene has something called a Human Rights Consortium Steering Committee. And that consists of the local sheriff's department. Again, shame on Bob Norris, the sheriff of Kootenai County, the Coeur d'Alene Police Department, the Idaho State Patrol, the FBI, and other entities in the area. So they're basically creating this, you know, this task force,
this
to crack down on people.
Government-sponsored coalition, if you will.
Exactly. Yep. So that's something I uncovered through public.
Go ahead, Vicky.
Yeah, I was going to say a government-sponsored coalition of Marxists.
And terrorists, I would call them, too, because they're really terrorizing the population as well.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. So let me ask you a strange question at the end of this segment, ladies and gentlemen. Would you rather be unbaptized, be part of a drag queen dance party, or get arrested? You know? Wow. Sounds like it was a fun time down there. Casey documented and filmed the Pride in the Park event in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I'm sure as heck glad I wasn't there. I can tell you that right now. Quick pause. We got a whole lot more. We got to bring Vicky into the conversation. We'll do it all in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second six-year term in the Senate. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spending the country into deflation actually wasn't enough.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately. But a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
China's government warned on Tuesday that it would take forceful measures if House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan next month. Pelosi and her large entourage are also planning to visit Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, and spend time in Hawaii at the headquarters of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. Multi-billionaire Elon Musk is going to court against Twitter sooner than he had wished.
A judge is ruling in favor of Twitter against Elon Musk in its request for a fast trial. Twitter is suing Musk for backing out of his $44 billion deal. They say he continually disparaged Twitter since signing the merger agreement and wants to shift the cost of the market loss to stockholders. Musk, meanwhile, says that Twitter deceived him on the amount of bot accounts on the site. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Vicki Davis, Casey Whalen on your radio. Vicki, I want to talk to you. You didn't go to this Pride thing, did you?
No, I'm actually in southern Idaho, so Casey is the one who's reporting all of this on in northern Idaho, but then I do research and, you know, share information with Casey so that we have an understanding of what's going on to the best of our ability.
You were also involved in research on how you and Casey documented how the city of Boise is working directly with some unsavory groups. Let's talk about that.
Casey filed a FOIA request, and it was the information that we got back actually revealed the network surrounding the mayor's office in the city of Boise. And which was really interesting, because that shows that these Marxist groups, they're actually embedded in our city governments. And when you follow the trail, you find out that the trail actually goes all the way to Home Scam Security and the incident response systems, where you have coordinated response between the FBI, the local police, and the military. I just found out this morning. But all of that system for reporting was set up, because of 9/11 and to fight the war on terrorism. Well, basically what they did is to weaponize our government against us and their partners in the weaponization of government are these Marxist groups. So, and they're embedded in our local governments. So that tells you how much trouble we are really in. But what these FOIA documents did was to reveal how their network works. And I'm sure you're aware of how when anything is going on in a town, you get this massive response in the media from these Marxists. And before this, before Casey did the FOIA, we didn't know how they worked. And back in 2014, in the area where I am, in southern Idaho, we were protesting the importation of refugees into our community, the local community college, which is also part of this weaponized network. They were importing refugees from, it was originally announced that they were coming from Syria, which was at war at the time, but from all of these different countries, not from places where they didn't have Western governments. Okay, so, but anyway, they mobilized against us, calling us all kinds of names, racist. They didn't call us white supremacists, but they did mobilize against us. And so at the time, I was researching the refugee resettlement system, trying to figure out how does this whole system work and why are they doing this? So that's what I was focused on. But the FOIA that Casey did gave us an inside look at how they operate with the mayor's office.
All right, so let's talk about this, ladies and gentlemen, for a second. What really happened here, Casey and Vicky worked on this. It took 2 years and a series of FOIA requests to get the bottom line and the inner workings of how all this is put together. Okay, so the city of Boise, Idaho, is working directly with the Western States Center, which I'll have Casey get into in a second, but the Western States Center. And it showed the narrative behind the scenes of how they literally covered up a rape by immigrants, ladies and gentlemen. So we're learning about what they're covering up. All the crimes are covered up. But the inner workings of how the city, the mayor, they're all working with this Western States Center. Casey, start there. What the heck is the Western States Center? See, most of these groups work behind the scenes, and people don't even understand what's happening to them. But when you do FOIA requests, when you dig, when you push, when you connect the dots, you start to see a very disturbing picture, Casey.
Yeah, and the public record request I did actually was, I just wanted, I think, I can't remember how, just like maybe a month or two of information, and they screwed up and gave me 2 years of information for my specific request for the Western States Center in the city of Boise. So I got it was very, there wasn't like a ton of information, so I actually avoided fees and all that. But yeah, the Western States Center is based out of Portland, Oregon, and it's run by Eric Ward. And Eric Ward is actually a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. So we have, this group, the Western States Center, and what they do, actually they have an affiliation with Coeur d'Alene and our Human Rights Education Institute, which I'll go into in a minute. But, this record request, yeah, they were talking behind the scenes with these different, groups in Idaho that are for immigration and that sort of thing. State-funded entities, essentially. They were talking about how to cover up the narrative of this immigrant who raped a girl, or I think it was actually like three or four guys. Is that right, Vicky? I can't quite remember now.
I think it was four men.
Yeah, so they raped this underage girl, I believe. And so they were talking with the city of Boise, the Western State Center, and these state-funded groups as to how to cover up the narrative, or to, you know, create their own narrative, essentially. So they talk about the messaging,
coordinated response to what would normally be a protest, you know, against immigrant men raping a girl. And so what they were doing is coordinating their response.
So let's minimize the reality. Let's keep it out of the news. Let's do all these things then to literally protect the immigrants, to soften the crime in the minds of the American people via literally peddling propaganda coordinated. And these FOIA requests got the details behind the scenes of their plotting for this really satanic narrative. Is what's going on, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
And this continues with, you know, that guy Stewart, Vicky. Remember the name of that outfit that we found that they're, you know, they were basically handing off the city of Boise, the Western State Center was, to this. Can you remember the name of that group, Vicky, that they were working with? It was the Collective, Stewart Collective. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay, yeah. I didn't know this is the problem.
This is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many organizations that are working behind the scenes that they've got this down to a science. And this is what the FOIA requests from Casey and others are really documenting now, is that, hey, you know what? This is not only done on an example like this, but it's done with literally everything you see and hear in the media. Everything that you see and hear is basically nuanced and manipulated and perverted and propagandized and coordinated behind the scenes by these shysters. And then when it's consumed by the American people, then if we stand up and speak out about it, they go, oh, you're a racist. You're a white supremacist. You're an extreme constitutionalist. You're an insurrectionist. Oh, you're a terrorist. Because it's the only way they can vilify us enough to not have their narrative be discovered of what they've really done, how evil they've really. Okay, you're talking about religious people, you're talking about elected people, you're talking about, and they're all covering this up, and they've all been in on the plot. Now, what I don't know is how much of the plot each person is involved in, because some of this is siloed, right, Casey?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really hard to pin it down, because like I said, the Western State Center were sending. You know, prior, actually, there was an Oregon former Oregon representative that met with the city of Boise, I found through the same records request. And then they were passing them off to this other organization called the Stewart Collective, which is also based in Portland, Oregon.
All right, so we're going to get to that in a minute. But so what we're saying, folks, is the average person on the ground, the mayor, the this, the that, I don't know how much each person knows. You know, if the general government comes to you and say, listen, we've imported all these illegal immigrants, but we're going to give them, quote, special protection or asylum or whatever. We've got to kind of protect the narrative here. They deceive. We'll talk about it in seconds.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Casey and Vicky are with me. Casey Whalen, Vicky Davis, doing a great job. And because of the ongoing Marxist takeover of North Idaho, Casey and Vicky have exposed the organizations and the structures behind the scenes to corrupt and destroy the community. This is no joke, folks. This is hard to believe is happening, but I'm telling you, it's happening. Their goal is to corrupt and to destroy the community. So a lot of the research that Casey and Vicky have done is the behind the scenes on this. That's why they documented how the city of Boise is involved in this. Why are all these organizations covering up a rape in the first place? Well, because they don't want the American people to get outraged and go, why are we bringing in all these immigrants that have this culture of rape? They believe they can just rape whoever they want to anytime they want to with complete impunity. It isn't so in America, ladies and gentlemen. This place is the rule of law. So what they want to do is they want to minimize that. They want to just come out and go, look, this is a very strange, weird, once-in-a-while mishap. Don't worry, it's all okay. But this is the lie narrative, because the whole culture of the men that are being imported intentionally into America, so-called refugees, well, some of them really might be refugees, but a lot of them are men with multiple women and wives. They have a rape culture that they're importing to the United States. That's the problem with this. And that's why they're covering it up, because if the American people understand that we're importing single men or men with multiple women who believe in the rape culture, that it's an accepted way to behave, you know, how are the American people in you know, conservative, whatever you want to call it, communities going to deal with that? And the answer is they're not going to be very happy. So they're trying to quell this with propaganda. Vicky, let's start there.
Yeah, quell it with propaganda. But they're, in my research points to the fact that what their objective really is to make war on the American culture. And that's why you have things like importing refugees from countries that have non-Western governments and that have customs that are not compatible with a modern civil society. And why they do things like the drag queen story hour. They are trying to break our culture. And the deeper you go into researching, the more you find that the objective, the overall high-level objective, really is to break down the American culture and the American system of law, because they are moving to a regional governing structure that includes the not only the North American Union, which would be Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, but a full regional governing structure for the Americas that includes the North America, South, and Central America. And so that's really what the war on the American people is. But the thing is that our government has been weaponized against us. So if you stand up and object to the destruction of our culture, the deformation of our history. Everything that we were, they consider you to be a terrorist. So,
or an insurrectionist. They don't care what terms, or a racist, whatever term they have to do to literally marginalize you to the public, again, further propagandizing and virtually neutralizing anybody who opposes them for any reason, basically, right?
That's exactly right. Anybody who opposes the destruction of America as a country, as a sovereign nation state. So that's really the objective behind everything, is to break our nation state so that this regional governing structure under the UN system can take over management of our country. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but to the news over in Europe, but Mario Draghi in Italy, I think just basically turned over his country or lost control of his country to a technocratic manager. And what is a technocratic manager? It's a manager who is going along with the, quote, scientific management of regional
structures. Not only going along, but partnering with. Let's be very clear. It's not like they're just being forced to go along or enduring it. They're literally partnering with, meaning an active participant right? That's what we're talking about.
Yes, and that's why people all over the world are rising up against their own governments. It's because their own governments have signed on to this UN system of world governance. So that's basically where we're at. And the way you see it is to look at the administrative state, which is what I do. That's what I do, is I look at the administrative state and I follow the history of when and where these changes were made that basically weakened all of the ties that bind us. And it bind us as a nation state. So, that's kind of far away from what's happening on the local level. But you can understand the local level a heck of a lot better if you understand what the high-level objective is.
Well, and ladies and gentlemen, it seems far away, except for what you got to understand is this global disruptive agenda has local tentacles that reach into your community. And the behind the scenes narrative is being built by, an agenda is being built by and carried out by this network of organizations that have literally assembled themselves behind the scenes and have literally used our elected officials and sometimes appointed bureaucrats to do their bidding, to carry out their will. And part of the problem is we don't know some of these people that are the public face of this thing, the mayor, the county commissioners, the sheriff, the whoever. We don't know how much these people know. My experience is that a lot of it's siloed in the fact that they know a little bit, but they don't know too much. I'll give you an example. A mayor might be told, listen, I know there's a rape in your community and it's horrible. We get that. But listen, we're actually bringing in a lot of refugees. And for every weird scenario where there's a rape, you know what? There's thousands of great experiences where refugees are being, integrated into our community successfully. They're getting jobs. We're saving lives and restoring liberty to so many people with this. You know what, Mayor? It would behoove us to kind of cooperate with the general government here and with this worldwide saving of refugees. And so, Mayor, it's really best not to rock the boat. You know your election's coming. I'm just saying. Mayor, we love you. We think you're a great guy, great gal. We really need your help on this one. It's for the best betterment of your community, too. You don't want to be, with this negative news. You want to be and they literally use what I call the velvet hammer, Casey and Vicky, to beat these people into submission. Where I guess you're right. You know what? It's bad, but look, it's true. We brought in, 400 of these people, and we've only had one rape that we know of right now and only one killing. It's really not so bad percentage-wise. And, you know, hey, a little bit longer, these people might assimilate into our culture. No. They're coming to change our culture, not to assimilate into our culture. And so the deception and the propaganda is peddled to these people, these front men, who don't really have the whole reality check and narrative, and they're deceived. And they play on their good nature and on their good Christian views and to believe that, okay, and this is how it works, right, Casey?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how it works. Yeah. And I have an article here in front of me from our local rag, the Coeur d'Alene Press. And it's the name of the article is entitled Human Rights Groups Call for Action to Address Domestic Terrorism. And this article is brought to us at the end of the article by the Kootenai County, Bonner County, Spokane County, Boundary County Human Rights Task Force. And so we have this institution in our city that's actually run by a former Coeur d'Alene police officer, Tony Stewart, who is they were basically this organization started during the Richard Butler incident here in Coeur d'Alene, or actually in Hayden, Idaho, during the whole KKK thing.
That's really when it got imported into your community. It's not when it really started. These people have been at this for a couple of decades. The Bill Ayers and the Bill Clintons and the whacked out hippies of the 60s are the modern day face of this disruptive agenda, this terrorist organizations that are really putting this together. When it got imported into each community is a discussion, but it's been around and been built and in the makings for quite some time, sir.
Absolutely. And in this article, it states that on June 21st, 2021, the National Security Council published the National Security Countering Domestic Terrorism Plan to focus attention on threats from violent extremists, white nationalism, white supremacists, and anti-government activists. So they're trying to create this narrative that, hate crime. They're actually coming for, they're going to be going after people for hate crimes, whatever you would classify that
as.
Let
me give you the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. What you're first going to do is you're going to be hey, they're not coming for me, they're coming for the Jews scenario. In other words, look, it's only like the Ammon Bundys, the crazies, the Sam Bushmans, the Casey Whalens, the Vicki Davises. It's not me. What you don't understand is they're coming for every one of us. Okay, because if you believe in God, family, and country, or you believe in the protection of life, liberty, and property, or you believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the rule of law, in essence, if you're a Christian, you are their target. Do you understand me? Do you read me? Loud and clear. That's who they're coming for. And they will start out by attacking guys like us. But eventually, the net will get bigger. The net will get broader. And you see this, how they've been calling everybody a racist to make the point. Eventually, it'll be everybody a terrorist. See, mom that says, I don't want my kid to believe that my son is a woman, goes down to the school board and says, hey, listen, what the heck's going on down here? Hey, you're a terrorist, mom. Okay, you got to understand, this is their narrative. And it's not only top to bottom, but it's beyond that. And you might not believe it, but when you understand that the FBI is in bed with your local school board to call mom a terrorist, you begin to understand what we've been trying to tell you ever since I started on the radio over 25 years ago. They're coming for every one of us, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what communists do. That's what godless people do. That's what Satan does. You got it? This is an epic battle between God and Satan. And you and I are in the middle of it. And you better pick sides, and you better pick sides quick. Sorry to double down on a bender, but I have to educate the people. That's who we are. That's what we do. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. We continue with Casey Whalen and Vicki Davis, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio. And we're going to dig into these groups in detail so you can start to connect the dots of how evil and how organized this satanic, psychotic agenda really is. Okay? Hang tight. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. The incredible interview shall continue. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. But, man, you've got to get involved to get it done. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.